Curda stepped over Slitfang's headless carcass, flicking his severed paw to one side. She nodded to Vorto.
Take this out of my sight.
Later that night, Curda lay down at the edge of the firelight to sleep. Riggan and Vorto spread their cloaks on either side of the princess. She watched the flames reflecting off the pile of weaponry taken from the sea scab's crew by her rat guards. These would only be reissued at her command. The pure ferret sighed with satisfaction.
None of the freebooters challenged me after I make the example with Slitfang, yar?
Riggan half closed her eyes, ever watchful as she murmured.
None would even look your way, ma'am. You was quicker than any snake with that sabre.
Triss stood on the northwest ramparts, sipping a beaker of hot vegetable soup and watching a silver sickle moon peeking out from behind a small fluffy cloud. Seated with his back against the battlements, Shog yawned wearily and stretched.
Didn't come back, did they? I'm not complaining. 'Tis good to have a day's peace after what we've been through.
Skerdum slid his empty beaker on the walkway and picked up the otter's half-full one. Shog nudged him gently.
I saw that, mate. You go on and finish it, though. It might get your ears out of their grumpy position.
The young hare's ears half rose, then fell back.
Grumpy? Who said I'm blinking grumpy, what? Stuck up here for the flippin' rest of me life with nothing to do? Ha! I volunteered myself for duty in the kitchens, and that bloomin' Friar Gooch said he'd sooner have the vermin helpin' out there instead of me. The nerve!
Logalog watched the moth hovering round the glint from his rapier blade.
Never mind, Skerdum. I'll tell young Furl to pack you an extra big lunch tomorrow.
Skerdum nodded.
Friendly little mole maid. I like her. Lunch? Did you say lunch, old lad? Why would she be packing me a lunch? Am I going anywhere?
Skipper leaned over from his wall-top perch and tickled the hare's ear.
If in the vermin don't show up before mid-morn, we're taking a scouting party out to see what's going on in Mossflower Woodlands. Are you coming?
The hare tried to poach Sagax's soup beaker and got a rap over the paw for his audacity.
Count me in, old scout. Anything's better than sitting up here like a caterpillar waiting to change into a blooming butterfly. What?
Sagax gave Skerdum his beaker, but it was empty. He smiled at his friend's dejected expression.
Oh, stop looking like a boiled bumblebee. I know you're bored. We're all bored. And it's a long time until dawn. Come on, Skerdum, entertain us. Give us that monologue about your Uncle Girdalo. I like that one.
The hare sniffed.
It's Birdalo, not Girdalo. And all you've given me tonight is a flaming empty soup beaker. Shan't.